The Assembly will hear testimony on an ordinance to rezone a lot near the Severson subdivision from public use to single-family mobile home. Amber Burrell, owner of Skylark Park LLC, says she's looking to subdivide the 5-acre parcel to allow for the construction of manufactured and stick-built homes. The project has the Planning Commission's unanimous approval. Assemblymember Donna Marsh had previously expressed her skepticism of the idea through written communications with the borough. She said the section of Muskeg in question is cherished by neighborhood children, that the development would bring down the property value of nearby homes, and that it would compromise the cleanliness and safety of the neighborhood. However, Marsh walked back her stance on the project at last week's meeting.
And I am 100% in favor of owners doing what they would like to do on their property.
Still, she has some questions about the structures Skylark Park plans to install.
I guess my thought is then, if before this project began, would there be a discussion on what kind of definitions we put forth to establish what mobile home is versus manufactured home and where it meets, because as was noted earlier, it can mean a vehicle or a camper. And I would like to see if there is going to be development, a more permanent structure built rather than just people, oh, I can, you know, park my car there. That could change my perspective.
All the assembly members present, including Marsh, passed the ordinance in its first reading. If it passes at tonight's meeting, it'll have one more vote to go. The Assembly will have two new faces at the table tonight to help make decisions. It'll be newly elected Assemblymember Rob Schwartz's second meeting since he swore in last week. Returning Assemblymember Jay Stanton Greger, who won his seat by just one absentee ballot last week, will take his oath of office at the start of the meeting. The Assembly will hear a report from the CEO of the Southeast Alaska Power Agency, Robert Seedman, who is in town this week. He'll report on SEPA activities at the meeting. The Borough Assembly has only one item of new business in front of them tonight. Vice Mayor Bob Lynn is requesting to direct Borough Manager Steve Giesbrecht to reach out to the Mental Health Trust Land Office about a possible land exchange. Lynn wants to trade a section of borough land for a popular recreational fishing spot owned by the state. It's a 4.5-acre parcel on the banks of the Blind River Rapids, which the Mental Health Trust Land Office is currently attempting to auction off. The auction closes on November 27th, and the bidding starts at about $103,000. Not long ago, the land office approached the borough about a different land development project, a proposal to create a subdivision with over 100 lots between Blind River Rapids and Papke's Landing. At its meeting on September 5th, the Assembly voted to decline. Lynn told KFSK that he's concerned that residents may not be able to continue fishing in the area if someone buys the parcel that's up for auction. In Petersburg, I'm Shelby Herbert.